Hi, I'm Katie from Retreat and Rise Up. You may not be in a temperate rainforest in the heart of Cornwall right now, but I invite you to take a couple of minutes out of your busy day to rest in order to rise, to check in, create a little bit of space, to find clarity. Know that many daring, rich ideas have come from taking time out. Really, this practice is time in. Today, we're going to focus on ways to shift our energy whenever any imposter syndrome creeps in. When you feel like you're not cut out for the task at hand, like you don't have the tools to create and innovate, or like you're not worthy of the role you're in. Don't worry, you're not alone. Negativity bias is wired into our brains. Neuroscience expert Dr. Rick Hansen notes that the brain is like Velcro for negative experiences, Teflon for positive ones. Negative events tend to stick to our minds easily. Positive ones tend to slide right off unless we actively work to internalize them. It's an evolutionary survival mechanism. Our ancestors needed to be hyper alert to threats to avoid death. So our brains developed to prioritize bad news to keep us safe. But this wiring can make us feel anxious, overly self-critical, stuck in imposter syndrome, especially in the workplace. So today, let's take some time to practice taking in the good so we can support our brain in thinking more positively for good. So if you're ready and willing, I invite you to find somewhere quiet, somewhere perhaps away from your desk. Maybe you want to get outside in nature or simply find a comfortable seat somewhere calming. And when you've found your spot, you can start to close down your eyes or keep your gaze soft. Let your spine grow tall, the crown of your head lifts high to the sky. And notice where you want your palms to rest. Maybe on your thighs, your belly, your heart. Whatever feels good for you. And once you're comfortable and ready to begin the practice, we'll take a couple of deep, clearing breaths together. Letting go of any negative energy we don't want to carry forward into our day, into the sacred time you have carved out for yourself. Taking a deep inhale through the nose, exhale sighing out through the mouth, as loud as you like, filling up, then releasing. Gorgeous. Three more, taking up space. Softening into your seat with every exhale. And starting to check in with your breath. Its quality. Its temperature. Noticing the rise and fall of your belly, the expansion and contraction of your ribcage. Try not to judge yourself if it's not perfectly smooth and calm yet. By noticing that your breath is choppy or shallow, maybe catching in your chest, you're beginning to take back the power to change it. Room for improvement is a good thing. So now, see if you can start to slow down the breath. Maybe breathing in and out through the nose, creating a little bit of constriction in the back of your throat, imagining you are fogging up a mirror but with your mouth closed. Let this breath bring you back to yourself. Bring your attention inwards, letting go of any external distractions just for a little while. This breath technique is known as victorious breath. Allow it to make you feel like the champion you already are. And from this more balanced, perhaps neutral place, I want you to bring to mind a recent moment at work, in your business, something positive. It doesn't need to be a huge win. It could be a little win that made you feel good in that moment. A task you completed with care, great feedback from a client, a sale you weren't sure you were going to make, maybe even just showing up and doing your best when you didn't feel like you had it in you that day. A moment where you felt proud, capable, or appreciated. Let this moment of good, whatever it is, settle in your awareness. Don't downplay it. Pause. Let yourself actually feel the goodness of it in your body. Consciously holding on to this experience for longer than feels normal. Can you notice any sensations in the body as you sit with the memory of this moment? Does your chest feel warmer? Does your breath feel a little softer? Do your shoulders feel lighter, less tense? Allow that feeling to expand throughout your whole body. Allow it to unlearn the imposter syndrome, one breath, one positive experience at a time. Allow your brain to hum with positivity as you reflect on this small success, this positive event that shows you that you're on the right track, you're in the right place, you're worthy. Whenever you have a positive experience at work, enrich it by feeling it fully in your body and your mind. Then absorb it imagining it sinking into your bones, your memory, your sense of self. Strengthening our neural pathways with little wins, small successes for more confidence, more self-belief, more positivity. This simple neuroplasticity practice can be done daily, weekly, or whenever you need to quieten that creeping imposter syndrome. Maybe later you want to note down this moment in your journal or on your phone. A reminder that, yeah, you did that. You're capable. You're allowed to feel good about your value. Honoring practice, progress, not perfection. But for now, you can come back to your breath, to your body, to your surroundings, noticing how you feel, if anything has shifted, welcoming any emotions that arise, taking a few more breaths for yourself here. Thank you for taking this time today to go inward, to pause. I've been Katie from Retreat and Rise Up, brand building retreats held 4 times a year at Kabila Cornwall, an ancient temperate rainforest where ideas have space to grow. To find out more, you can head to retreatandriseup.com. I hope to see you there soon.